Science and Technology.
Air travel. The sky's the limit. Airships may finally prove useful for transporting cargo.
In 1783, the Montgolfier brothers lofted a trio of farm animals over Versailles in a hot air balloon, in what remains the most iconic demonstration of the power of lighter-than-air craft. Since then, such vehicles have adapted to carry ever more, and ever more distinguished, passengers. But they have rarely been used to transport cargo. This is a wasted opportunity. Floating objects, whether boats, bubbles, or blimps, can be moved and parked with relative ease. Because airships boast such exceptional lift-to-drag ratios, as engineers put it, they also consume relatively little fuel. This makes them, at least in theory, ideal freight vehicles. The big stumbling block so far has been the need for variable buoyancy, the ability to compensate for weight changes when loads are picked up and dropped off. Simply releasing the lighter-than-air lifting gas from the sacks in which it is held is a non-starter. Maintaining stockpiles whenever deliveries are made is logistically difficult and expensive. Helium, the most commonly used lifting gas, now costs about $35 per cubic meter, the amount needed to lift a single kilogram. Now, however, a handful of firms say that they have devised feasible alternative systems for adjusting buoyancy. If their plans hold up, airships designed to move everything from felled trees to prefab buildings could soon take to the skies. One straightforward way to control buoyancy is to take on and release ballast. Though large amounts of sand or dirt cannot be extracted or dumped at will, water is easier to handle. For that reason, Flying Whales, a company based near Paris, has designed a 200-meter-long flying crane helium airship called LCA-60T to hold up to 60 tons of water ballast. Sebastian Bougon, the firm's boss, reckons it would be practical for moving rocket sections and power line towers, transporting logs from forests to sawmills, and carrying heavy equipment like turbine blades and prefab hospitals to remote areas. With help from aerospace partners including Boeing, Pratt & Whitney, and Thales, he hopes to have the first airship built and certified by early 2028. One alternative way to reversibly change an airship's buoyancy is to compress its helium. The newly available space can then be filled by drawing in, and pressurizing, heavier air from outside. Flying Whales, for its part, eventually hopes to shift from water ballast to compression kit, with help from Air Liquide, a French gases producer that is one of its financial backers. Aeros, a Los Angeles-based maker of advertising and surveillance airships, has already developed such a compression system. Its plan is to operate floating warehouses that will serve as hubs for fleets of drones shuttling e-commerce packages to nearby homes and businesses. The firm's chief executive, Igor Pasternak, says a modified version of its 40E Sky Dragon airship, which carries a payload of 1 ton, is to begin a commercial demonstration above Los Angeles County by early 2025. Operating a floating hub of this kind has proved too ambitious for some. Amazon patented such a concept in 2016, and Walmart applied for a similar patent the following year, though neither American retail giant appears to have pursued the idea. Aeros is undeterred. ShipBots, a firm that currently uses lorries to deliver parcels in Los Angeles, has agreed to pay Aeros $5 million for 1 million such deliveries. ShipBots's boss, Payama Dutt, says the goal is to have a drone in a customer's backyard within 90 minutes of being summoned. Though Aeros is tight-lipped on the specifics of its compression system, some consider the approach to be impractical. The naysayers include Bob Boyd of 82 Aerospace, a firm in Santa Clarita, California, that is designing an 87-meter-long airship for industrial deliveries of up to 23.5 tons. He believes that equipment for compressing gases is too heavy and generates too much heat for an airship. Instead, 82 is seeking variable buoyancy with a hybrid airframe. This means the airframe is shaped so that forward motion creates a differential in air pressure capable of providing lift, just like an aeroplane's wings. 82Z1 hybrid airship was designed for a top speed of 111 km per hour, and if needed, a runway takeoff. The faster it moves, the more weight it can manage. Additional ways to handle weight changes are also being pursued. Atlas LTA, an Israeli airship maker near Tel Aviv, is combining a hybrid airframe with gas compression in a cargo airship able to carry 165 tons, just over 5 shipping containers at maximum weight. Some are even venturing beyond helium to hydrogen, a lighter and less expensive lifting gas. H2 Clipper, a company based in Santa Barbara, California, believes these upsides outweigh risks posed by hydrogen's flammability. H2 Clipper has produced a design for a mammoth 305-meter-long airship to be filled with enough hydrogen to carry a payload of 200 tons. Such systems are not cheap. The cost of building the first full airship could reach $400 million, says Rinaldo Brutico, H2 Clipper's founder. Even so, he believes future operators of his airships will profitably provide two services in particular. One is the floating warehouse others are pursuing. The other is resupplying fuel depots with liquid hydrogen, no pipeline required. The world of lighter-than-air flight has long attracted dreamers, so a note of caution may be in order. That said, if airship deliveries do become commercially viable, the industry will get a much-needed lift.